This is the Sakar Merli of the 1st of August 2026. Essence. Sweet children, stop thinking about others and benefit yourselves. Become like gold and show this path to others. Question. What are the main signs of those who constantly make effort to become bodiless? Answer. They do not have to control their physical senses by force, for their physical senses automatically become cool. They have a natural awareness that we souls are brothers. They continue to renounce body consciousness and thereby finish any intoxication of name or form. They don't remember other beings. Song. You are the ocean of love. We thirst for one drop. Om Shanti. That one is not just the ocean of love. He is also the ocean of knowledge. There is knowledge and ignorance. Knowledge is the day and ignorance is the night. The word knowledge is good, whereas the word ignorance is bad. For half a cycle, there is the reward of this knowledge, and for half a cycle, there is the reward of ignorance. The reward of ignorance is sorrow, and the reward of this knowledge is happiness. These matters are very easy to understand. There is the day of this knowledge and the night of ignorance. No one knows what this knowledge is or what ignorance is. These are matters of the unlimited. You explain to everyone what this knowledge is and what devotion is. You become worthy of worship through this knowledge. When you are becoming worthy of worship, you come to know about the paraphernalia of worship. You know that all the temples, etc., are memorials. You know all the life stories. Those who perform worship do not know the life stories of the ones they worship. Worshipping is called devotion. God has to meet his devotees in order to give them the fruit of their devotion. God comes and makes those who are worshippers into those who are worthy of worship. You are worthy of worship in the Golden Age and worshippers in the Iron Age. You children know what you are today and what you will become tomorrow. Destruction will definitely take place. It can take place at any time. The preparations for it are being made. It is remembered that there are many natural calamities. You should write, civil wars and natural calamities cannot be called godly calamities. They are fixed in the drama. There will also be natural calamities. They will help this destruction. There will also be torrential rainfall and famine, etc. There will be earthquakes too. Destruction will take place through all of those things. You children know that all of this will definitely happen. How else would there be so few human beings in the Golden Age? Destruction definitely takes place all at once. You children understand very well that all of these dirty clothes will be washed by this huge, unlimited machinery. It is said that God washes the dirty clothes. It is not a question of physical clothes, but it refers to bodies. Souls have to be washed with the power of yoga. At this time, the five vices are tamopratan, and so the bodies that have been created are also like that. The purifier father comes and purifies you. Everyone else will be destroyed. You know how you become pure. You are shown a very easy path. Human beings don't understand anything. You should go and explain to them wherever they hold a sacrificial fire on the path of devotion. You can become deities by understanding the biography of those whom you worship. Come and understand how they attained liberation in life, and how you too can then attain the same. When you explain the idols' life stories in the temples, they will be able to understand very clearly. You are also listening to their life stories from the Father. You children have received so much understanding. No one knows the life story of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Then, by saying that he is omnipresent, there cannot be a life story. You children now know the life story of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. That is, you know the beginning, the middle, and the end. This time, when the Father comes and purifies the impure, it is called the beginning. Then, there is the part of devotion in the middle. The Father says, I come at this time and carry out establishment. I inspire it to be carried out. I am Karan Karavanhar, one who acts himself and also acts through others. Giving inspiration is not called doing it yourself. The Father comes and carries it out through the physical organs of this one. There is no question of inspiration in this. Karan Karavanhar would definitely come in person and work through this one. Nothing is achieved through inspiration. A soul cannot do anything without a body. Many people say that God does everything through inspiration. Baba, inspire my husband and put his intellect right. The Father says, there is no question of inspiration in this. Otherwise, why is the birthday of Shiva celebrated? If everything were accomplished through inspiration, why would he come? Firstly, they don't know who God is. They simply say that everything happens through God's inspiration. How can the incorporeal one do anything through inspiration? He is Karan Karavanhar. He comes and shows us the path. He speaks the Murli through these physical organs. How could he play the Murli unless he took the support of physical organs? He is the ocean of this knowledge. Therefore, he needs a mouth in order to speak this knowledge. You children now know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world. You have received this full knowledge. People without this knowledge believe that there can't be salvation. Who can give this knowledge? Look at the difference between the path of this knowledge and the path of ignorance. They also speak of science, vigyan. Ignorance is darkness. However, we can say that this knowledge, gyan, and science, vigyan, are liberation and liberation in life. You are now receiving this knowledge to become pure. You are becoming spinners of the discus of self-realization. anyone who hears this would be amazed. It is said that since souls receive this knowledge, souls will definitely carry those sanskars. Since you change from human beings into deities, this knowledge should remain. But the father explains that this effort is for receiving a reward. Once you have received the reward, what need would there be for this knowledge? The golden age is the reward for you children. You are amazed when you hear these things. Why has this knowledge not existed from time immemorial? The father says this knowledge disappears. Once it is the day, there is no ignorance for there to be any need for this knowledge. These matters have to be understood and explained. No one can understand instantly. Shiv Baba only comes in Bharat, and he brings a gift for you children in order to give you the fruit of your devotion. After devotion, there is salvation. This destruction will definitely take place. There are signs of this. You continue to hear about how there was just a spark and how a whole building completely burnt down within a couple of hours. This is nothing new. Destruction definitely has to take place. In the Golden Age, there are only a few elevated human beings. It takes so much effort to become elevated. Maya catches hold of you by the nose. Those who fall like this are very badly hurt. It takes time. The thing that causes the most damage is the vice of lust. This is why it is said that lust is the greatest enemy. It is this that makes you impure. There is quarrelling because of vice. If they don't leave you alone but force you to indulge in vice, you should definitely say, "It would be better to wash dishes than this. I shall sweep and mop the floor, but at least I shall remain pure." A lot of courage is needed for this. When someone seeks refuge with the father, Maya also begins to battle. The illness of the five vices erupts even more. First of all, let your intellects have firm faith. You have died alive. The anchor has been raised from here. You have left this iron-aged vicious shore. We are now going on a pilgrimage. We are becoming bodiless and returning home. You souls have the knowledge that we will shed these bodies and take others. While living at home with our families, we remain as pure as a lotus and also stay on this pilgrimage. Keep it in your intellects that this is a graveyard. We are going to that land of happiness. Baba is showing you ways with which he can give you the inheritance. We stay in yoga in order to become pure. Your sins will only be absolved by having remembrance. You souls will then shed your bodies. This pilgrimage is so wonderful. Simply remember the Father and your kingdom. You are unable to remember something so simple. Simply remember Alpha, that's all. However, Maya doesn't allow you to remember even this much. It requires effort. You souls have received the knowledge that our Baba has come. You souls are studying. A soul takes birth with a body. souls are brothers. When you become body conscious, there are so many relations. Here, you are brothers and sisters. You are brothers and also brothers and sisters. This is the family path. Both need an inheritance. It is souls who make effort. The only effort is for each of you to consider yourself to be a soul. Let there not be any body consciousness. If there is no body, how can you indulge in vice? I am a soul and I have to go to the Father. The consciousness of bodies must not remain. The more yogi you become, the quieter your physical senses will become. When you become body conscious, your physical senses cause mischief. The soul knows he is attaining something and will continue to be detached from the body. The physical senses will then also become peaceful. Sannyasis control their physical senses with drugs. That is hatha yoga. You have to do everything with yoga. Can you not control your senses with the power of yoga? The more soul conscious you become, the more peaceful your senses will become. You have to make a lot of effort. The attainment is also great. The Father says, you become the masters of the world with the power of yoga. It is because you conquer your physical senses that the yoga of Bharat is very well known. You change from humans into deities, from impure to pure. Subjects are also the residents of heaven. You become the residents of heaven with the power of yoga. You cannot become these with physical power. There isn't a lot of effort required. For Kumaris, it is as though there is no effort. They are free. Once you have indulged in vice, there are many complications. It is good to remain a Kumari. Otherwise, you receive the name Adar Kumari, half Kumari. Why should you become a couple? In that too, there is the intoxication of name and form. That too is foolishness. After becoming a couple, a lot of courage is required to remain pure. There has to be the total enlightenment of this knowledge. Many have courage, but once there is the slightest effect of a fire, everything is over. This is why Baba says it is still good to be a Kumari. Why should there even be a thought of becoming an Adar Kumari? The name of the Kumaris is glorified. They are celibate from birth. It is good to remain celibate. There is power in this. Then no one else will be remembered. If you have courage, you can demonstrate it. However, it does require effort. There are two of you. When you are a Kumari, you are alone. When there are two of you, there is duality. As far as possible, it is good to remain a Kumari. A Kumari can even go out on service. Once you are tied in bondage, the bondages will increase. Why should you set a trap in which your intellect becomes trapped? It is not good to become trapped in such a trap. It is very good for the Kumaris. Kumaris had glorified Baba's name. The name Kanhaya, Krishna of the Kumaris, is remembered. It is very good to remain a Kumari. It is very easy for them. A student life is a pure life. The intellect also remains fresh. Kumars have to become like Bhishma Pitamai. You became this in the previous cycle, and this is why there is the memorial in the Diwala temple. The father gives you children the order, remember me. Renounce everything else and benefit yourselves. Only in remembering the father is there benefit. When you children make mistakes, you fall. Don't think about others, just benefit yourselves. Don't think about anything else at all. Become like gold and also show this path to others. There is only the one way to become Satipatthan. You cannot go to the land of liberation without becoming pure. There is just the one way. Then your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Renounce gossiping. Otherwise you will only cause yourselves a loss. The father is not cursing you, but when you do not follow Srimat, you curse yourselves. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharma 1. Have a faithful intellect and raise your anchor from this old world while alive. Follow every one of the father's orders and benefit yourself. 2. Stop thinking about others and make your intellect as pure as gold. Don't waste your time gossiping. Make your physical senses cool and peaceful with the power of yoga. Blessing. May your intellect be filled with such faith that your victory and success are guaranteed, and so you are constantly carefree. The children whose intellects constantly have 100% faith in the Father, in their own parts, and in every act of the drama at every second, have guaranteed victory and success. Because of having guaranteed victory, they are constantly carefree. No signs of worry are visible on their faces. They constantly have the faith that their task or thought is already accomplished. They never have any questions in any situation. Slogan: to change intentions and feelings in relating or hearing something is to spoil the atmosphere. Aviat signal: finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, that is, pure. In terms of complete purity, even waste thoughts are seeds of impurity. The majority of you children still have the sanskar of having waste thoughts. The basis of waste thoughts is a mind that does not allow you to become man above. Therefore, tighten the reins of Srimat and finish all the impurity of waste thoughts. Om Shanti.